Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show. I know, folks, settle down, children. I'm excited about her being here, too. President of the Galen Institute, 22, in her 23rd year as a member of our Brain Trust. Wow, how about that, folks? What grace she's given us over the years, and which was totally appropriate for her name. Grace Marie Turner, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. We've been working together longer than we are old.
I know. We got you right out of high school. So, folks, Grace Marie Turner, as you've heard me say 100,000 times, is one of the top experts on the planet on market-based solutions for healthcare. And, Grace Marie, I'd like for you to give us, in this segment, give us a report on where things are, what's the landscape look like, what's the trends, what's the policy, what's new, what's out there available right now?
Well, of course, when people are talking about healthcare now, they're thinking about what's happening with COVID, but there still are a lot of underlying problems in the health sector that really are frustrating people. The cost of coverage, nobody knows this better than small business owners. Mm-hmm. It's been their number one concern for decades. And it's not at the top of the list on the campaign trail, but it's at the top of the list of most voter concerns. And we have a plan that my colleagues and I and the health policy community around the country have been working on for 2 years that we're going to release within the next week or two. I actually did a pre-release with the Daily Signal piece that you have there, Jim,
mm-hmm.
that outlines our plan. When people say, well, conservatives, Republicans don't have a plan for health care. No, we don't actually have a plan to re-engineer the entire health care system from the top down from Washington with bureaucrats in charge. Mm-hmm. Ours is a bottom-up plan that looks at problems, figures out what the solutions are, does targeted solutions, and most importantly, allows the private sector to solve many of the problems in our health sector by getting regulations out of the way. We saw
mandates.
That works.
No mandates, right?
No mandates, and then getting rid of mandates, because a lot mm-hmm. of the reasons people say they don't like their health insurance is because the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, said this is what has to be in a policy, every single policy that's sold in the individual market. Well, guess what? It's too expensive for most people, so they're dropping coverage.
You know, Grace Marie, I've been saying for a long time that as flawed as fundamentally as Obamacare was, if they had merely removed the mandates, which that would have demonstrated that they were actually interested in health care and not in control, but if they had removed the mandates, and that would have affected the pricing, and Obamacare might actually have endured. What do you think in terms of, and people?
We did as much as we could in helping them with that. Unfortunately, I hate to get technical, but the process that the Senate had and the Congress had to use to thread the needle to get a bill through without 60 votes mm-hmm. did not allow them to touch many of the mandates.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to require a bigger piece of legislation. And frankly, the administration has been doing a lot through the regulatory process to give people more options, to
mm-hmm.
kind of go around Congress. So there's a lot has been happening, a lot of good things. But we've got to be able to get legislation through Congress to fix this thing.
Well, that's exactly right. So this plan that you have is, what's the name of it? What are you calling it?
It's called the Healthcare Choices Plan. If people Google Healthcare Choices Daily Signal, or you're probably going to put a link to it
on your site too. Yep.
But it's a basket of 10 different ideas about transparency, about lower costs, about more affordability, doing a better job of taking care of people with pre-existing conditions, making sure that people who have high health care costs, chronic conditions, can actually be in a network to get the care they need.
I know you've got a number of leader signatories here, but is the administration signed on to this?
The administration is very aware of what we're doing, and in fact, the plan that the president released in his speech in Charlotte, North Carolina, a couple of weeks ago, had many of the same elements in it, as did the Republican Study Committee's bill that was released.
We just got to get this done, folks. This has got to replace Obamacare and a whole lot of other stuff out there that's not helping small businesses. I'll tell you that. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to get into this. To this plan, the healthcare choices plan. We're going to break it down after the break. 20 till, right back with Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, Galen, GALEN.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.